with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says neither Ukraine nor Russia has a choice but to end the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president believes that Ukraine wants to make a deal because they don't have a choice. He also said this about Moscow.
Russia wants to make a deal because in a certain different way, a different way that only I know, they have no choice either.
The Trump administration this week paused U.S. military assistance and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he would travel to Saudi Arabia next week for talks with U.S. officials. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A privately owned lunar lander has touched down on the moon. National correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A lunar lander by the private company Intuitive Machines has landed on the moon. The Athena lander dropped out of lunar orbit as planned, carrying an ice drill, a drone, and two rovers after about an hour descent. But in this tape from Intuitive Machines, they don't know yet if the lander is upright.
And we are working to evaluate exactly what our orientation is on the surface.
The last time Intuitive Machines landed a spacecraft on the moon, it ended up sideways. That was a year ago. But officials say Athena is communicating with controllers and generating solar power. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration until Monday to pay nearly $2 billion owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and State Department. Thursday's decision thaws the administration's six-week funding freeze on all foreign assistance. U.S. District Judge Amir Ali ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 536 points today. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical calls for peace, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Franklin Graham is urging all Christians to pray for an end to the war in Ukraine, which began 3 years ago with Russia's invasion. Writing on X, Graham says, quote, "The progress we had all hoped for toward peace is again delayed. Pray for the people of Ukraine and that there would be an end to this terrible war. The conflict has killed tens of thousands and has displaced even more people while devastating large parts of Ukraine." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has extended a nationwide block on President Trump's executive orders halting federal funding for providers of sex change operations on children. The judge's ruling comes in a lawsuit filed by families with transgender kids who claim their health care has been compromised by the president's actions. Another judge has also blocked Mr. Trump's action in four states, which filed their own lawsuit over the order. This is SRN News. The average U.S. mortgage rate has eased for the seventh straight week.
Mortgage rates come down for the seventh week in a row. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. The rate averaged just above 7% as recently as mid-January. The recent decline brings it closer to the two-year low of about 6% where it was in September. When mortgage rates decline, they give homebuyers more purchasing power. That's welcome relief for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
Canadian government officials say Canada's initial retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. will remain in place for now, despite President Trump's postponing 25% tariffs on many imports from Canada for a month. Canada's retaliatory tariffs have been applied on items like American orange juice and appliances. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.